This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:34, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. And the American Red Cross, the Red Cross Blood Center here in Wichita, is needing some blood. It just happens from time to time, and this is one of those times this summer where we've got a shortage going on. With us from the Red Cross Blood Center this morning is Logan Wright. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. How are you this morning? Sound like you're perky.
I'm doing great because we are officially out of blood shortage.
Oh.
You have done it. Thank you so much to all of our donors.
Really?
And I know that, yes, I know that sounds like we've got out of the woods, but we're really not. What that means is that we are finally fulfilling requests to the fullest from hospitals. When we were in shortage, they were requesting blood we didn't have. Now we're back up to a good level, but we need donors to maintain that level to make sure the hospitals get all the blood that they need. So we're halfway up the mountain. You did good.
Yeah, what's has led to that good supply? How'd that happen?
We had donors turning out exactly as we asked them to. We had people making and keeping their appointments and making room for us in their holiday schedules. I know it gets really busy in the summer with travel and getting ready for school, but people really took the time out of their day to give and donate. So we are so thankful for that. And as school starts back up, we're having more drives on campuses at schools. So a new generation and younger generation will be exposed to the Red Cross for the first time. This is a good time.
Logan, for those who may have never donated, what's the procedure? What can they do to come down and give some blood?
It's very easy. We ask that you make an appointment. You can do that with our Red Cross Blood Donor app by calling Red Cross, by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. And it's about an hour out of your day. We have a fixed site here in Wichita, which is a permanent air-conditioned with good parking building where you can come and visit us, or you might prefer a mobile drive, which is somewhere near you, like at your workplace or at campus that we talked about.
And
you'll ask.
And I know your blood center here in Wichita, we cover a big territory.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, and that's why we have mobile drives. So if you can't make it to Wichita, there's probably one next to you. When you search for an appointment, it'll show you where all of the drives are. And then you make an appointment, answer some questions the day of about how you're feeling and things you might have experienced, like travel and certain illnesses. And then you go in, and we have about a 5 to 10 minute donation where you're actually giving blood, and then a 15-minute recovery period where you get you some snacks and have a little rest and make sure you're hydrated and ready to go on with your day.
And you have a screening process to make sure that it's safe. And there are certain people that just can't fit the bill to do this physically. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, there are some people who cannot give blood for whatever reason due to travel or recent events or something for health reasons. I myself sometimes get turned down because I have kind of low iron. So there's some days even I can't donate. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you can't help. You can always spread the word. You can volunteer to do things that aren't blood donation, like help us staff booths or transport that blood or respond to disasters. Or you can always give a monetary donation to the Red Cross where we can use that money to do a ton of things.
Years ago when I donated, they used to give me Sloppy Joes, and then it went to cookies. Did it still do cookies if you're going to give or not?
We have a lot of snacks, a lot of different things. I am partial to a Cheez-It and an apple juice. That's my preferred combination, but you know, we've got lots of snacks and sometimes our donors, when you're at a mobile drive or a hosted drive from another community member, will do dinner. I've seen pizza. Chili is very popular here in the Midwest, chili and a cinnamon roll. that thing varies drive to drive, but no matter when you give blood, there's going to be at least something there for you to snack on and make sure you're doing well before you go back.
All right, Logan, thanks for being with us this morning, and I'm glad that things are looking better down there. The American Red Cross Blood Center at, 707 North Main here in Wichita. All right. It's 7:38 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and we have Saturday night. Ted and I are going to be at Hutchinson at the State Fairgrounds, the Encampment Building, where U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is having a town hall meeting, and Ted and I are going to be kind of co-hosting and moderating and asking questions and helping him out with that, and it should be fun. And it's going to be broadcast, right? Live right here on KNSS at starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. So maybe want to tune in or come on up by Hutchinson and say hello. We'll be there. Let's see here. What else did I want to talk about? Linda Gray's having a birthday.
Linda Gray.
Linda Gray, 84 years old.
My.
Best known for her role as Sue Ellen, the long-suffering wife of Larry Hagman's character, J.R. Ewing.
J.R. Ewing's wife.
On the CBS television drama series Dallas. The role earned her a nomination for the 1981 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama.
Yeah, she was good.
As well as two Golden Globe Awards nominations. So, Linda Gray.
And that's her curvaceous leg on the poster for The Graduate.
Is that right?
I
guess you had mentioned
the old
that
movie
before.
The Graduate, where you see Dustin Hoffman in the background, and in the foreground you got this woman's leg.
And that's,
her, Linda Gray's leg.
Well, how about that? Linda Gray's. Ted knows about Linda Gray's leg. Campbell is ready to drop the soup, at least from its official name. Campbell Soup Company announced its intention to change its name at an annual meeting of investors Tuesday. The 155-year-old food seller, which is most famous for its assortment of namesake canned soups, says it would not like to be known as the Campbell's Company. The new name is still subject to a shareholder approval. Can you name any other soup brands?
Oh, yeah.
Can you?
You got sure. Progresso.
Progresso. There's one. Okay.
That's it.
I just going to say, after 155 years, Campbell's been
they've still got pretty good hold on the market.
Yeah. There you go. 7:40 now, Stephen.
Knorr's.
Yeah.
Don't they make soups?
Yeah. My wife's potato soup's pretty good, but it really doesn't have a brand.
Yeah, it can't really have a brand.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, 7:41. Coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Ziggy's Coffee is coming to Derby.
Ah!
Ziggy's. That's on the way, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.